you know, I think, you know, today, you know, it's part of what we tell the players is the grind. It really is. And, you know, you keep pushing yourself. And this is where I think that you want to see the players supporting each other and pushing each other, you know, to, you know, work themselves through any type of adversity. I think it's important, obviously. You know, I'm sure it's going around the league. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Everybody's doing it. So, you know, you're just trying to get them, you know, in tough situations where, you know, your body might be saying no, you know, and your mind's saying yes. And I think it's going on around the league, and I think it's something that you have to learn how to do, and that's what we're continuing to do. We're learning how to do that.
Paul Posluszny wasn't out there today.
Yeah, he was here for meetings, and then he was here for the walkthrough, and then for personal reasons, I excused him, and we're expecting him back this evening.
Is there a concern that the guys are working a little too overzealous out there? Shelton Day almost took out a coach during a drill, for instance. Like, is there any concern that that could lead to injury or anything like that?
Like, what do you mean, like overzealous?
Just, you know, tackling potential, you know, hitting guys too hard, stuff like that.
No, I think from how we described everything, from a thud standpoint, I have not seen that. You know, obviously, if someone does something on the side, or if there's a, obviously we take them right out. That's not what we're trying to get accomplished. So, you know, we want to be able to practice at that high level, but yet be smart.
Doug Gibson, and go ahead.
What did the tape show yesterday of how Mathers got hurt?
It was a contact. You know, it was. I wouldn't call it a major contact, but obviously it was contact. So I'd rather just say it like that. And then I think I'm going to stick with the statement because I'm not a doctor, but he's back, you know, obviously in the building. And, you know, obviously he tweeted out last night that he was doing well. And obviously it's something that, you know, you always hope that, you know, for the player. You know, so it wasn't a point of, you know, the drill or what we were trying to accomplish or anything like that. It was just, you know, sometimes you have things and it fits exactly where, you know, there might be a deficiency or whatever, and it's exactly where that hit is. You know, those things, you know, occur, and it's you know, obviously we do everything we can. As a coach, I know I do everything I can. My son plays obviously high school football, so you know we do everything we can for safety. And I think that, you know, credit to the trainers, they did everything the right way. We were able to get him to the hospital right away for testing. So, you know, as far as that protocol, let's say, or that timeline. I think that, you know, those are the people that, you know, deserve, you know, a good job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, deserve a good, you know, to tell them good job.
Doug, how is Gibson and Church, now that you've gotten to see them several days in a row, how are they doing?
I like them. You know, I played against Gippy. We're talking about Gibson. My first year when I was the head coach in the league, and I was really really impressed what I was able to watch on film. And I told this to Gip. I said, I really haven't seen that, you know, out of him. And to see the way he's playing now is I told him, I said, I am truly excited for you. And I'm really fired up for you to get out there. And, you know, in the conversation that I had with him, and we've had multiple ones, he feels the same way. So it's been, you know, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward for him. I'm excited for him to get out there. I think B Church, you know, that's what I call him, you know, has been great. I think the level of communication between the two is extremely high, as good as it's been, you know, wherever I've been. I think that's critical, you know, to any team. So, you know, the way they talk, the way they feel, the way they're playing off each other, you know, I feel really good about where they are and the direction that they're headed.
Yeah, follow up on Hayes' question about Church. You gave him an attaboy on a 7-on-7 pass breakup over the middle. Was that right read, right spot?
Good break. Yep.
Okay,
in other words, being in the right position. Good. What is that? Good break. I think that's the one thing that I'm seeing, you know, out of that position. And again, we're still in the mode of training camp where we're putting multiple routes and schemes. But to be able to go out there and knowing that you might not have practiced against all of them, put yourself in a position, get your eyes right, see the route concept, and be able to break on it. You know, I think you're seeing those guys get involved. And a lot of times, because we're in tag off, I mean, you can see Gip's right there a lot of times. B Church is right there. So you don't know if that ball is going to come out or if they can get a hand on it, you know, because we tell them we're playing, you know, we're playing the ball and not the man.
Coach, what about Malik Jackson. I wasn't here last year, but it just seems like he's playing with emotion. And does that something emotional, you know, other young guys see it? Is that something that he brings to the table?
Well, I can say this. I really can't go back to last year in my mind because of my responsibilities weren't what they are now. But obviously we worked against each other. I see a person that, you know, this offseason has put a lot of time and a lot of work in. You know, he really, when you talk about, you know, and I don't know, you know, he can better explain that, nutritionally stronger, but, you know, he came back and his lean mass was up. He's much stronger than he's been. He's in really good shape. So he's able to be available and he's out there and he is playing very well for us right now. And he is giving us great quality snaps from top to bottom. And like I said, you know, we're getting more snaps in the practices than we would be in a game. So we hope that that carries over into the quality of snaps. So every single snap, you know, because he was on the field quite a bit last year in third down, was on the field quite a bit. You know, you want to make sure that the player is ready to give you the quality that you're looking for in those downs.
There's been a lot of talk about Buzz and Jack and how, you know, that side. What about Telvin at linebacker? What are you seeing out of him and working with somebody new next to him?
Yeah. I don't think that's an issue at all. You know, as far as working with someone new, there was some work. I believe there was some work, you know, last year. But we had a lot of work during the course of the OTAs, you know, everyone being there. So, but I think I've always said this, even from, you know, the first time I arrived, I've always thought Telvin Smith's a heck of a player. You know, he can make plays. He can he plays the pass extremely well, plays the run, can run plays down. Could, if he's in good position, he's going to make the play. If he gets himself in poor position, he has enough speed and power to make up for it and really can make plays from sideline to sideline. And I think that when, you know, a lot of people talk about three down linebackers, you know, you hear that phrase a lot in the league. I really believe that, you know, when I think of three down linebackers, obviously Telvin Smith would come to mind.
Can I
ask? Oh, sure, go ahead.
You talk so much about...
No, I'm answering Mike's question. Okay. Yeah, I'm trumping. We gotta be. I mean, they, you know. Go ahead.
Is Calais gonna be back this week, or just more precautionary hold him out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there was a medical issue, and I don't get into the medical. So we're being proactive on that. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just making sure, and you know, just doing what's best, just keeping them, you know, off the field. But obviously he's out there, so that's a good sign.
Talked a lot about wanting to get a lot out of pads this week.
Do
you feel like you're getting what you want?
Yeah, I've told the players, in my mind, I'm always going to try to get what I believe we should get, and I have a vision for it. So if they don't want to do it in that frame of reps, then we'll keep taking reps, you know, until we get it the way we want to do it. So, you know, I've never had a problem with that, and I think that's the responsibility that I have to make sure that, you know, we're practicing the way we want to practice. It's not just the way I want to practice, the way we want to practice as a team, you know, and the physicality that we want in practice. So if we don't get that, then we'll continue to stay out there until the maximum amount of time that the league allows us under the collective bargaining agreement until I have to take them in.
As a follow-up to that, are you getting from your team what you wanted to midway through this grind of a week with 5 days out of – I mean, how are they performing?
See, I always think I'm the worst person to always ask that question because I'll answer the question and I always explain myself to the players. I'm always going to want more. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to want more. Let's go more intensity, more physicality, more quick breaks, more running. I'm always going to be pushing. But I guess a better way to answer that question, am I disappointed? No. But in saying that, we still have a lot of work in front of us. I hope I.
How's the backup quarterback position battle developing so far with Chad and Brandon? Yeah.
I think that, you know, that went on early on. You know what I'm saying? I think that you know, Brandon's had a good couple of days. You know, you've seen that out there. But I think right now, you know, Chad's number two.
What's the format for Friday scrimmage? Will there be some live except for the quarterback?
No, I don't. I think I'm going to be smart about that. We'll get enough of that in. It's going to be. It's going to depend upon how we are after Thursday. So, in other words, we have a script ready to go. It's, you know, we have practice in there. We have just a little bit longer situations, if you want to call it that. We're going to see where we are on Thursday. And again, you know, there may be some adjustments. There may not be. But basically for us, the one thing I tried to get accomplished was that basically we're moving our practice from the field into the stadium. And really for us, as coaches, it's a big day for us because we're actually going to have the headsets on and go through that, doing that now before the first preseason game because we've never done that yet as a staff.
Doug, how has Cam Robinson handled the last couple of days in light of Albert's retirement, and how is he performing on the field?
I think, you know, he's got a lot of work in front of him, you know, to get up there and play left tackle in this league. I mean, we all know that. So I think that he's, you know, he's given the effort. It needs to be, you know, but like everything else, in order to play a position in this league, you have to show the consistency, you know, day in and day out, the focus and things of that nature. So, you know, we're on quite a bit. I'm on him probably, you know, quite a bit. I know Coach Flaherty's on him a lot, but you know, that's what we're looking to get out of him and being able to compete, you know. Because like I said, the problem I've had with teams being the head coach, if you put someone out there that really doesn't deserve to be out there, it's just not the right way to do it for your team. And I think that, you know, when we put the players out on the field, you know, everyone on this team should be like, they should know why he's out there, you know. So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we've made sure that he understands that he's gonna have to earn it.
Tyler Patman, this is fifth team in a little over a year. How challenging is it for a guy like that to get in the playbook and erase kind of all the other schemes and defenses he's been a part of, and come in here and make some plays like he has?
I think you come in knowing that a little bit in the beginning of what you have to do as far as erasing it and go. He has made plays on that field. I think that he's done a good job. I think he's especially good in the slot, you know, being a nickel. I think that's where his skill set looks like it's best. But again, the ability to play on the outside too, you know, we're looking for that, you know, out of whoever our backup nickel is. Which reminds me to tell everyone that Deuce Joshua Johnson was born last night to Josh Johnson. That's why. So when you saw him coming out on the field, you know what I'm saying, a little bit late, that's why. So he had a long night. And both mom and the baby are good, you know, so we're happy for him.
Part of Leonard's comfort level is due to the fact that, as a general, running backs have an easier transition to the NFL, or is that more on him mentally and his?
I think, you know, we're trying to stay more on him from a mental standpoint. You know, really, really just keep pushing. This is probably, right now we're into a phase where it's the most difficult time, in my opinion, as a former player and the coaching aspect for the younger players. What happens now is you're at the end of your installation. You know, really, you know, there might be a day left, really, of installation. So for them, these days are going back and forth, and within your practice, you're going from red zone to third down to in the field to play action. So it's very multiple. It's much more difficult than a game plan, you know, for the players. So, and I'm a big believer that we don't talk about the scripts to the players or tell them what plays we're going to run to make sure that we keep pushing them mentally to get into the playbook. It is a, from a mental toughness standpoint or from a mental standpoint, it is exhausting. And you can honestly, if you guys were with them every day, you can see times where when you look at them, you know, you can see that. They're exhausted from it with all the different things that are going on. So, you know, Leonard's done a nice job. We're still challenging him from that standpoint, and we're challenging all those young players. And I actually addressed that at the end of practice today to the young players.